BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily. Includes the big interview when Chris met Mila Kunis. What's going on? The video is on the Radio 1 YouTube, as well as hearing it on this podcast. I strongly urge you to watch the video. It's just cringe, but brilliant. Radio 1 YouTube for the video. You'll hear that interview coming up. Also, Real or No Real with Dan and Phil. And more Monday Loving the Trolls. Enjoy.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Well, hi there. I hope your weekend was good. This is Scott Mills. All right, Chris.
I'm good. Yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about this afternoon. If you heard Friday's show, you will know that right at the end of the show, we sent Chris off to interview Hollywood A-list. All week, he didn't believe me. He thought it was just going to be David Hasselhoff.
Yeah,
or one of my friends from the 80s.
Or an animal, like a chihuahua.
But it was actual Mila Kunis. Now, she's done pretty much every chat show. Done Graham Norton, all of them. You won't have heard or seen an interview like this before, I can promise you. This is so good, we're going to do it instead of Tap End today at 1:45. So get ready for when Chris met Mila Kunis at 1:45. Good news is you can watch on the website, even on your phone, and find out what made Mila Kunis say this.
That is disgusting.
That's at 1:45. Oh, God. Wear your cringe pants.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it all just feels like a bit of a blur.
That is disgusting.
Went well. So that's coming up at 1:45. I went to Man United at the weekend, to the football with my dad.
How was it?
Really good, a bit of father-son bonding. It's something that I'd like to do more of, I've decided. Because it does fly by, doesn't it?
What do you mean, the football?
Yeah, 90 minutes goes by like that really quick. And therefore, because it's kind of painless to watch, I think I might do it more often.
And you kept up
with it?
It
wasn't as much of an ordeal as I thought it was going to be.
What was the score?
4-0.
And who is the other team playing?
Norwich.
You're learning.
Quite boring for the first bit, but then, bam, all the goals went in at once. It was really good.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that kind of livened me up a little bit. My dad kept going, are you bored? I'm like, no, fine. And then I got laughed at because of my cosmetics bag in an airport. Too large, apparently.
Did you take that to the football?
Yeah, they were having a right laugh at Manchester Airport. They're like, oh, look what we got here, Marjorie. Look at his bag, it's massive. And then, you know, there's two, as it comes through the kind of scanner thing, there's the bags that come straight through, which you're allowed to pick up, and then there's the other one that goes and moves it over.
Yeah.
And that's the one which is bags that need inspecting. They just took it out and laughed at me.
You instantly feel guilty when that happens, even though you know you're not doing anything wrong.
You always feel guilty in the scanner.
You immediately start going, oh,
am I going to beep? Then in Belfast, they took half of my cosmetics off me.
God, you really got around this weekend, didn't
you? Yeah, I was all over.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
James has been on. James in Berkshire is saying, Mills, I'm fuming, there's no Tap End today. This interview had better be worth it. Oh, James, you don't even understand.
Mm. It's almost like a Tap End in itself.
Yeah. You need to watch it just to see the slight awkwardness on everybody's face. At 1:45... when Chris met Mila Kunis, it's not, I mean, I know she's done a lot of interviews and you've probably seen her and heard her on loads of things. It's not like any of the previous ones that you've seen or heard. So, Mila Kunis has been all over the chat shows this weekend. I know she was on with Little Ant and Deck. They took her flowers. And then was it Graham Norton that tried to set her up with Mers? Mila
Mers.
What was
that? Was it Norton or Alan Carr? One of the two.
Or Norton. So, you, on Friday, get told with 10 minutes to spare that you are going to interview Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
So talk us through exactly what happened from the moment you got told, you got whisked away from here.
Yeah, so it was you and Matt Edmondson in here telling me Mila Kunis is on. I go straight outside here and there's a cab outside to take me straight. We've got to literally go straight there.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later, when I arrived at this, it was in a hotel, like quite a posh hotel.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stars, like big stars like this, they put aside a day and they literally get interviewed by everybody in this one room and they're there all day.
So I turned up and met some of her people, I think it is. But basically, I was rushed through because she'd been doing these interviews all day. She wanted, I think she'd had enough.
Yeah.
But they were quite keen for me to go along because it's, you know, it's your show on Radio 1. And so I went there and I was put right in front of Mila Kunis. I walk into this room, there's cameras and lights all around me. And I sit down, someone's doing her makeup in front of me. I didn't really want to interrupt her at that point. Because I was just, and then I was like, so how do we start these things?
Well, it's very important, I think, how you start an interview with a famous, because it can affect the whole way the rest of the interview goes. So you're finally sat opposite Mila Kunis. Watch this on the website now or on your phone. Here is the opening question.
Seriously, I'm petrified, but shall we?
So far, you're doing a great job.
Really?
No, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, good. Yeah, I've never done this before, so.
They're just throwing
you
in the trenches.
Brilliant. So, don't tell her you've never done it before.
I thought that would help sort of...
No.
I thought it would soften the blow a little bit.
Don't say... Like, just be confident. Don't be like, oh, I've never done this before.
I think I was just saying it how I saw it. I just sat down. It all felt very odd. I was so, so scared.
I know. I can see the look of fear in your eyes. Oh, I've never done this before. Brilliant. But hopefully in the next bit... You'll ask her about the film, because that's why she's there.
In the nicest possible way, did you enjoy being ugly for once? Because generally, like, you know, your heart.
Oh, God.
Oh, why, thanks.
So it's being a witch, and now it's a little bit different.
Yeah, why not? You know what? It's fun to have a lot of prosthetics on and not necessarily concern yourself with what you look like.
Yeah. Am I doing all right so far?
You're doing fantastic.
Okay.
How are you feeling? How you feel you're doing?
I'm a little less nervous than when I walked in.
Right, it's not that bad. It's not that scary.
I don't know.
Really? What about this is frightening to you? Tell me.
I'm talking right at you now. There's like cameras everywhere. There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're all smiling and that, so it's all fine. But it's a bit of an unnatural environment. I'm used to being down sort of my local pub with the boys.
So this is the same.
I cannot wait to tell them about this later. You don't understand because when I go back and say to them, you know, they all do sort of quite normal jobs, and I say, well, interviewing Mila Kunis, that it's going to be a hard one to believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
But I'll get massive lad points for it.
Do you get, like, a free drink out of it?
I hope so.
I hope so too, buddy. You're doing a fantastic job.
Okay. That makes
me feel
better.
I hope you get, like, a whole round of, what do you like, whiskey?
Jager bombs? Seriously?
Jager bombs?
You're not into them?
That is disgusting.
Right, hang on a second. Can I just... Right, so you've gone from... Did it feel good to be ugly for a change?
Yeah,
Not a great question to ask.
I worded it in a really odd way because it wasn't meant to sound rude. It was a compliment, if anything. But so, I know it comes across
what
wrong.
What was it like to be ugly because you're hot? Massive cringe moment. And then a minute later, you seem to be talking to Mila Kunis about Jager bombs.
I know, it went violently off message. Like, I panicked.
Right. Are you reading from any notes at all?
I had some notes in front of me. But I sort of lost my place on them. And then she suddenly, I somehow got onto, usually at this kind of time, I'd be, you know, trying to get to the pub as quickly as possible.
What about, what part of the lessons that we told you last week did you actually use?
I know. And I know I was meant to talk about the film a little bit more.
Kind of why they were there, yeah. Okay. So we appear to be discussing Jager bombs with Mila Kunis. They didn't cover this on Graham Norton. Let's continue.
We made this drink called, I don't know if we can say this, but we got these lad bombs, which
is
are...
Is it Guinness?
No, it's, you know, like where you put Jaeger into the Red Bull? We do a shot of Jaeger into a double vodka Red Bull. And
oh my God, that sounds like the worst drink ever.
Would you like, I mean, you could come join us.
Where's your pub?
It's a pub called the Misty Moon. But to be honest, that's not very good. You could go to Watford, which is like our local town.
Okay. And, I mean, I'm probably not going to do it today because I'm deathly ill, but I will maybe come join you if you buy me a... What did you call it?
Oh, a lab bomb. The lads would love you. You'd really get
disgusting.
On with...
Disgusting.
One of my mates, Sir Dosser, he
Sir
writes...
Sir Dosser?
Yeah, he writes music.
His name is Sir Dosser. I love him already.
Yeah, there's Sir Dosser, the convict, Chango the Beast.
You are Cantona. Awesome. Like, these are your friends.
Yeah,
I love
all,
it.
They're all my boys.
All right.
Good.
I know this doesn't seem as professional.
Why are you talking to her about Sir Dosser?
Well, it just all... As I said, I was just trying to talk to her, engage her in conversation. I didn't think I was doing too well on the film front, so I just thought I'd talk to her about things that I
liked. All you asked about the film was it nice to be ugly for a change? That was it.
I think my mates will really appreciate me talking to Mila Kunis about them. You know, it's a nice little shout-out. But she looks interested.
I like it. You don't think she'll like Misty Moons, but if she goes to Watford, then she'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah. Well,
it's got everything you need,
listen,
Watford.
You only get these chances once. don't you?
Oh, God. Good. If you can bear any more, here it is.
I should get back to the questions.
Why? This is way more fun for me, I have to tell you. Please.
Do you ever, like, have you ever been to a football match?
Football meaning soccer?
Yeah, but...
No.
We can't call it soccer here because...
Right, because that's sacrilege.
Beaten up for that.
No, I know. I'm with you. From my American self, I have to clarify. I have never been to a football match, but I plan on going to Brazil next year.
Well, here's the other offer. I support a club called Watford Football Club.
Okay.
And they're like my local team. They don't have many fans.
Shouldn't you give me like a jersey?
I would love to. You don't
Where's
understand.
My jersey? I would have sported that thing in 2 seconds.
I'd happily send you one.
I'll wear it. What colours is your
Well, this is
it.
Bright yellow.
Oh, gosh. That's just not my colour.
Right, so she's not keen on the colour. You have a massive missed opportunity there. You could have had her in a Watford jersey.
I will regret this moment for the rest of my life. But
and also, you can send one all you like. She'll never get it.
I know. I think in future, if I ever get the chance with her again, bring the Watford shirt with me.
The chance with her what?
I just mean to see her again.
In your head, what have you achieved by this?
Well, look, she sounds interested in going to a Watford game at the moment. That's not a bad result, is it? I don't think so. And
I just want to know what we're getting out of this. Apart from, like, you've invited to a pub and also to a match.
Mm.
I think, are you freaking her out? Did you get that impression?
I got the impression that she was quite enjoying just having a little chat.
She might just be going along with it. Anyway.
Could you make it, like, purple? I really like purple.
But you'd love it. The thing is, I go with the boys and, we go see a Watford match. And it's a nice day out. We could go for, like, a Nando's before. Do you have Nando's?
Nando's?
It's like a chicken race.
Planning the whole day.
Teaching me so much.
I don't know if I'm doing the right thing here at all. And
This is the best interview I've had today.
Are you
I'm
serious?
Begging you. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
right. Here's how I see the day panning out. We go for chicken. And then...
We start breakfast? We have chicken for breakfast?
No, because it'd be about midday. Kick-off's at 3.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Going on to the Watford game...
Okay.
Generally,
it's
League One. It's not even a Premiership team.
It's not League One.
That's
too cool.
I'm going to get in trouble for that. It's a Championship team, so they're all right, but they're not great. And this is ridiculous.
So, if
you wanted to come along, what I would say
is,
I can get
we're
you a ticket.
Some chicken, and we're going to go see a Championship League game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wear a yellow jersey.
No, and then we stand on the terraces, and we'll sing songs and chant and that. And then at halftime, we could have a pie.
That's a real pie? Like, we're talking like apple pie?
No, like a steak and ale pie or chicken balti.
Oh, okay, got it. I'm with you. We're back to being British.
And then bosh a couple of pints.
Yeah, pints I get. Pints I like.
The thing
What's
is with the boys...
What's your favourite beer?
This is happening.
Well, but
I like Blue Moon. Do you have that?
No, we haven't got that.
What?
I've never even heard of that.
What? Listen, I'm going to come, you're going to show me football, and I'll show you a Blue Moon.
Ooh. Can I run that back? that's a great quote. Yeah. So how did you think that went? That's just part of it.
I was really pleased at this point. I just thought we were sort of talking on a level.
Yeah. You're talking about beer. She seems to be quite enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get back to that bit in a minute where she offers you a Blue Moon.
Yeah.
A lot of people are absolutely enjoying this.
I admit it went sort of off message.
It
really
went dramatically off piste, but it's fine.
Yeah.
You did well for a first one.
Thank you.
More in a minute. And I mean, you actually have learned quite a lot, stuff that I haven't heard in the other interviews.
But this is it. I think you've been a bit harsh on me. So far, we found out she's got an interest in chicken balti pies. She drinks pints. People are fascinated by this.
And she's offered to show you her Blue Moon.
Yeah, she's teaching me about foreign beers.
How quickly can you neck a pint?
Oh, pretty fast.
Right, are you still talking about beer?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Right, so here's the next bit of when Chris met Mila and they are still talking about beer.
How quickly can you neck a pint?
Oh, pretty fast. I used to bartend. I can also pour a pint with no foam. What?
Serious?
You didn't know that about me, did you?
You should work behind, like, at the football club behind the... That would be epic.
Do you think?
I should get back to the proper...
Why? Questions. This is such a better conversation.
Have you just told her that you think she'd be better off being a barmaid?
I was suggesting...
a Hollywood movie star.
I'm just thinking for my football team.
You'd be great behind the bar, love.
Well, she clearly was very passionate about beer. And,
Okay, so this has gone dramatically off message. We're not talking about the film.
Mm.
But she does seem to be kind of enjoying it.
Yeah.
And she's probably talked about the film all day, to be fair.
Well, this is it. So I think she was sort of interested in me because of that. And then what happened next was this lady, there's loads of people who are with her, sort of looking out for her and stuff like that. This lady from the film... clearly wasn't so keen on the beer talk.
Do listen in for this, for the publicist lady. You can hear her if you listen carefully. She obviously wants Mila Kunis to promote the film, which at the moment she isn't. She's talking about beer, Sedosa, and going to Watford. Publicist lady has had enough.
Mm.
Check this.
Are you serious?
No, because you have a job to do. Because he has to talk about this movie. Yeah.
Let me just give you answers that I know you're going to ask. So I play a character named Theodora. She's the youngest.
She's brilliant. Listen how she just reels it off.
Very naive. She's very sweet, actually. You see, what happens is she's the first character that Oz meets when he lands in this magical world. She falls madly in love with him.
This is the result. You're not even having to ask any questions. She is answering all the questions that you would ask.
Exactly. She provides her with an easy way out to numb the pain. She accepts it, and she has an emotional transformation that has a physical one that mirrors it. I never looked at us two separate characters.
She could do this in her sleep.
Good versus evil for me. It was very much a one transitional character.
She's on massive autopilot.
I rooted her in honesty, and I looked at her as like a young girl who.
What was it like working with James Franco?
I loved working with James Franco. He was great. Rachel was an amazing older sister, and Michelle and I, you know, didn't really have very many scenes together. So our only complaint was we wish we worked together more.
Mm.
My mate Dicko.
There we go.
What? Well, it's clear that she'd sort of answered any question that I was going to ask.
Where did my mate Dicko? She's just talked about the film.
I know.
Why are you going back to your mates again?
I just got the impression she was bored.
Oh, right, can I run this back? So she's just done a massive spiel about the film on autopilot, admittedly. Then you chip in with.
My mate Dicko.
There we go.
My mate Dicko is he's getting married soon.
Oh, good for
him.
And
he did say I could get like a plus one to his wedding.
Yeah.
And now I think about it, I'm not going to get many more chances to.
You would ask me to go with you to this wedding?
I'm just wondering. And
well, I've gone to a Marine Ball, so what's another?
But this is what I heard. So
yeah.
I thought I'd just ask.
Say yes to everything. When put on the spot, when's the wedding?
It's like, I think it's June.
I'm actually working. I'm not kidding.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I'm doing a movie.
Have you ever... I don't know if I should... have you ever dropped trow at a wedding?
Seriously?
You only get these chances once, Scott.
So you've gone from your mate Dicko getting married to her inviting her to the wedding and then asking if she's ever dropped trow at a wedding. Again.
Have you ever dropped trow at a wedding? Like, this is what... Because we were talking about this. No, we dropped trow, and what it is it's just where... I don't know if you do this in America, it might just be a UK thing, but we put on Baywatch and we just take all our clothes off and dance around. And that's what we do at...
Did you know that I was on Baywatch twice?
Were you?
I was.
I didn't know
that. Once, I played a young girl that runs to get help because her classmates are drowning. And the second time, I played a blind girl who gets lost in the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
wasn't too short to do there.
Fact.
Is that, am I done?
Yeah.
Right, is the lady telling you to wind
it up?
There's
a lady telling me to wind it up, yeah.
Mila, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I hope that was all right.
I had a great interview.
Oh, she really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So all that planning that you didn't listen to actually was all fine.
But I think we learnt a lot, didn't we?
A lot, yeah. Well done, Chris.
Thank you.
Mission accomplished. A lot of people very much enjoying that on the text, on the Twitter, on Facebook. That was when Chris met Mila Kunis.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
What a good sport Mila Kunis was. She wasn't very well either, was she?
She was incredible.
Yeah, so the film is out this Friday. It's called Oz, the Great and Powerful. She plays Theodora. It's kind of a prequel to The Wizard of Oz. James Franco's in it as well. It's out this Friday. And thank you to Mila Kunis for being such a laugh. Have you ever considered your own chat show? People are saying it's brilliant.
I've never had so many tweets about anything I've done on the show.
All you've got to do, get fit celebs on and just invite them to football matches and tell them to come and drink lab bombs with you.
I don't think I'm going to be invited back though, am I?
No, I don't know. Stunning revelation here though.
Listen, I'm going to come, you're going to show me football and I'll show you a blue moon.
You know what you should have done, which you'll regret now?
What's that?
With Mila Kunis. Should have got a decent photo to put on your bank card. You know, like how Unlucky Gary, my friend's got one with him and Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Which is actually on his credit card.
Yeah.
Should have done that with Kunis.
Well, I've got a picture. They let me have one picture.
Oh, actually, I'm looking at it now. That's not bad. You're kind of pointing at her like a crazed fan.
I stupidly did...
In a kind of, look who I'm with!
Well, I wasn't sure what to do, so I did the thumbs up.
Yeah.
I regret that.
And thumbs aloft is never good.
And do you know what? Cara, who took the photo, who was with us, even gave me a second chance at it and sort of went, oh, that didn't work.
Maybe put the thumbs down. Did you do that thing where you were pretending that the camera wasn't working, but you just wanted to get a better photo?
Because I had the thumbs up. Yeah. And the second time round, I was like, I don't know where to put my hands. Thumbs up.
Get that on your bank card, seriously. People love it. This is Scott Mills playing Coldplay Paradise and before that Macklemore and Thrift Shop. Something really bad just happened. I just went for some fresh air, like I do at 2:30 most days. And in this building, you do see a lot of people off the telly now, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
In this new building where Radio 1 is, you do see a few people, mostly off the news. So I actually, as I was going out and he was coming in, I actually did a full-on wave to this bloke through the revolving doors because I thought I knew him. I've never met him. He's just off the BBC News channel.
Now, was he in a very sharp suit?
No. But I went, hey! Because I thought, oh, I know you. I don't know him. He's just off the telly.
Yeah, I had exactly the same in the lift earlier, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, because, well, the news studio down where the BBC News is downstairs in this building is go, go, go. They're all there now. It's like a proper full-on studio. And
all of the news.
So all your... It's like top trumps. You see a different one every day. You sort of want to collect them.
I know. Awkward, though. I was like, hiya! And he was just like, who's that?
He didn't wave back.
No. Rubbish. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. And now...
Loving the trolls.
Lower.
Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Yeah, loving the trolls. Yeah, loving the trolls, loving the trolls. Yeah, loving the trolls. Yes. Ooh.
Is it? It's time for Loving the Trolls. So, each week, some idiots, absolute tools, decide to slag us off. So, what you should do next time you get slagged off on Twitter for no reason, or Facebook, or just someone puts something under a video you've put on YouTube, it's totally uncalled for. Just imagine they speak like Lawrence, our computer that we use for Loving the Trolls. That's what we do. Doesn't hurt anymore. So some feedback for you, Chris, first of all. You okay?
Of course. Yep.
Here we go. Just a little bit of feedback from one of our listeners.
Chris's stories are like damp plump souls. Strangely comfortable, but ultimately pointless.
So, your story's a bit like plimsolls.
Damp plimsolls.
Yeah. Comfortable, but pointless.
Chris's stories are like damp plump souls. Strangely comfortable, but ultimately pointless.
Mm-hmm.
Strange comparison.
I know. They do say weird stuff on this.
They do, don't they?
Okay, and over to Innuendo Bingo now. I tell you what, guests on Innuendo Bingo always get a hard time, especially when you can see it, you can now. And last week, we had Arge on from The Only Way Is Essex.
The way Arge is drinking his water is really irritating.
The way Arge is drinking his water is very irritating.
Well, he was spitting it out.
The way Arge is drinking his water is really irritating.
And also, who gets irritated by the way someone drinks water?
Yeah.
You weirdo.
Massive weirdo.
And now over to a bit more Innuendo Bingo, when we had the People's Prince from BBC Radio 1 Extra, Charlie Sloth, in playing along.
Did not know Charlie Sloth looked like that. Gosh, he's fat.
Yes. He'll love that. He's the best-looking fat guy in the universe.
Well, yeah, firstly, he's proud, but secondly, it could there not be an argument that this is pH fat?
Gosh, he's fat.
Off the 90s fat.
Do you know what I mean?
PHAT.
Compliment, if anything.
Off the Dave Pierce fat.
Gosh, he's fat.
Roll another fat one, Dave. Okay. Charlie Sloth. I hear some more about Charlie. God, leave it.
Come on, Charlie. Is not playing fair at Innuendo Bingo. Sat with a sheet over him. Come prepared and play the game properly, Mun.
I think that was sat with a sheet over him.
Mm.
Play the game properly, Mun.
Fair enough. actually. I have to agree with this one. I do get slightly frustrated.
It's happening more and more now where they are starting to sheet up and wear the protective clothing. I think we need to stop that.
Yeah, I think we either need to give a proper blanket ban to it, because the problem is they're seeing a video of one, and if one does it, the other does it. And then I just think I have less respect for these people when they do it with a sheet.
Mm, for these people. Back to the trolls. Now, do you remember before I told you which Hollywood A-lister you were going to interview last week, you put a nice picture of your interview outfit, of yourself in the interview outfit on Facebook.
Well, someone else put the picture up, but yes.
Yeah. It was, and you look nice. You had like your fancy going out shoes on and your shirt.
Oh, that's it. We've just put it back up on the Radio 1.
I mean, he didn't know who he was going to be meeting, so he thought he'd dress up. Lots of responses to this on Facebook.
Tuck your shirt in, lad.
Tuck your shirt in, lad.
Tuck your shirt in, lad.
And more about the shoes.
Chris, have you fashioned those shoes out of bits of wood? Loan? They are a little bit Uncle Nobby.
I don't know what that means.
Uncle Nobby?
They're a bit Uncle Nobby. And have you fashioned them out of wood?
I don't know who Uncle Nobby is.
I don't know.
The shoes got a lot of hate, actually.
They are proper chubby flickers. Them. Bet your granddad is glad he let you borrow them.
Right. They're chuddy flickers.
They are proper chubby flickers.
I think that's like chewing gum. We've looked that up.
Okay.
In a northern dictionary. It's a shame Lawrence can't do a northern accent, I think.
Oh, that would
maybe
be great.
We'll get Northern Lawrence. That would be ace.
The worst pair of shoes I have ever seen.
Here we go.
Ha 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 ha. Deep breath. Ha 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 ha.
Unbelievable.
That's brilliant. Okay. I think there's a compliment now.
Does anyone know where you can find Chris's jacket? Because it looks fresh.
Oh, there we are. Fresh jacket. Awful shoes. Awful shoes, but fresh jacket. And then this is the next comment on the Facebook page.
Charity shop.
Charity shop.
Charity shop. Brilliant.
Charity shop.
And
they're not wrong.
That's what the haters are saying this week on Loving the Trolls. I think we did all right out of that.
Loving the Trolls. You're loving the trolls, loving the trolls.
Charity shop.
Loving the trolls.
Uncle Nobby's.
Nobby
shoes.
Loving the trolls.
Gosh, he's fat.
Loving the trolls. Is it? Is it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Here's something I've noticed. Why do people always do exactly the same expression in every photo of them? I was going through one of my mates' Facebook last night, doing a bit of snooping. And not for any reason. Just he's got a new girlfriend and we just wanted to see the pictures.
Of the girlfriend or him?
We were trying to find pictures of him with the girlfriend in because no one's met her and we want to see her.
Is this a close friend?
No, not really. Someone I know. Anyway, most people on there have one single photo face.
Yeah.
The pout that they always put on. And if you look through most people's photos on Facebook, every photo has the same pout.
Mm.
Like Facebook face. Or Twitter face.
Yes, I regularly get trolled about this. In fact, you always tell me this because I don't smile properly.
No.
Or I don't smile well enough for everyone else.
You never smile in photos. You don't know how to do it.
Honestly, I'm fine with, you know, my smile on Facebook. I'm absolutely fine with it. But it seems to bother you and everyone else.
Yeah. I don't really often smile in photos, though. I've got the pout going on.
Yeah.
Even when there's a camera on, when we're doing stuff like Innuendo Bingo, I pout.
You do, yeah.
Someone earlier said I didn't look very happy. I was just pouting when we were doing the Mila Kunis thing. Also, people taking pictures of themselves in a mirror for their profile pic? No. People taking pictures of themselves in a mirror without their top on?
Yeah.
Yeah. All sorts of wrong.
There was a
phase, it's a certain
where,
type of person.
It is. And there was a phase where people were doing that as their Facebook profile pictures. I really disagree with the ones in the mirror. And why is it when someone takes a photo of themselves, they've always got... They don't smile. It's
the
rarely
pout.
A smile.
It's the pout again.
They pull a face.
Yes.
Or it can be fish face. It's like the lips pursed. That's it.
Yeah. Fish face. Face to fish.
Yes.
Loads of people saying that it's called the Facebook duck hunt. Every time you see someone doing a duck face on Twitter or Facebook. Matt off of Basingstoke's been on about that. And also Stephen Coventry. We call it duck face. It is. And also, a lot of people pointing out their mirror's always dirty, isn't it? That picture they're taking of themselves, that mirror's filthy. Give it a clean.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, I'm Scott Mills. Dan and Phil are here. Hi.
Hello.
So, you have just watched the When Chris Met Mila Kunis video.
We have indeed. It was possibly my favourite thing that I have ever watched ever. It was 7 minutes long, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Of pure kind of cringing and celebrating on the inside.
It was just gold. The whole thing was gold.
Oh my gosh. They're really impressed, Chris, and you know that they run the internet.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking. Get it out there, lads.
We know video, and I favourited that. Yeah. Yep.
They know video.
You need to retweet. That's the key, yeah?
Retweeting
the lingo
is the key.
These days.
Yeah.
I love the fear in your eyes at the very start of the video.
Genuine,
you can just see.
I've never been so scared.
Yeah.
I like that. Can I play this bit again?
Yes.
The first bit is just, this is how you open up an interview with a big famous.
Seriously, I'm petrified, but shall we?
So far, you're doing a great job.
Really?
No.
She was amazing though, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was really good.
I bet she was loving the questions though, because she must get asked the same thing all the time. So I went for her, that was like, oh, finally.
Apparently it was the end of the day, so they sat there for a good 8 hours answering the same questions about the film. So I think she was glad of it, do you, Chris?
Yeah. Yes. Down the pub with his mates.
It's on the Radio 1 YouTube right now. It is, you're right, Phil, it's gold. Dan and Phil are here. And it's real. Hi. It's real or no real? Oh, have you got a video to tell us about that's amazing?
Yes. Oh my God, we do an amazing one. Like, well, so Phil was talking about how his mum recently got an iPad and has been like, you know, down with the kids, technology and stuff like that. And we figured it would be interesting to ask the Radio 1 listeners to like film their grandparents asking questions about like the internet generation. So we were like, what is a hashtag? What is twerking?
We got interesting answers for that.
Yeah.
Did you?
It was hilarious. Yeah.
Where did you go? Is it just, what did you just, people send them in?
Yeah, we just got people to send them in. So we've got grandparents from across the world talking about the internet.
That's quite good. We used to do a thing called What Are Those Old People On About, where we used to go to an old people's
home. Go to a nursing home.
Yeah, wow. We did. But then they stopped us going because I think it was something that they didn't like the biscuits anymore. And they were getting proper rowdy with us. Yeah, they were getting really leery. They were like, no, we don't want to do it anymore. So we had to stop that. And we never found a new place.
It's like Nicki Minaj in the dressing room.
It's exactly the same.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah, Doris was getting proper diva-like. She's like, oh, don't bring them bourbons again. Get over it. Okay, it's time for Real or No Real. A selection of these are real, a selection aren't. But which is which? That's the thorny question, isn't it?
Until the first rubber erasers went on sale in the late 18th century, pencil mistakes were rubbed out using crustless bread.
Wow.
There must be some form of pre-rubber.
Yeah, there must be.
Okay, but what came first, the rubber or the crustless bread, the sliced bread? I mean, how would you make crustless bread? Surely the crust is just what happens.
Maybe they just cut the crust off,
Dan. Yeah, the crust off.
Yeah, you can cut them off.
Yeah, but just for the sake of like rubbing something out?
It'd be a strange school if everyone's like, get your bread out.
Get your bread out. Yeah.
Made a mistake in
Mouldy rubbers. You'd have to change it every other day, wouldn't you?
Also, it would crumble.
It would.
On a purely logistical thing.
It'd just be a mess. Couldn't do that with seeded bread, could you, these days?
And the schools would be full of mice.
Maybe with pitta.
Maybe. A bit of naan, rub it on.
Is this happening?
I'm saying no real.
Tortilla, would that make the extra razor? That is the question. No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Yes, Phil.
I took a gamble and it was worth it.
The world was stupid.
That is stupid. Serious.
I'm going to try it when I get home.
Yeah.
And next.
For the first 6 weeks after being employed by Waitrose, new staff are paid weekly in luxury picnic hampers.
That sounds nice.
Whoa.
Yeah, but you don't actually get any money.
Oh.
No, just.
Just some wicker.
You can then put them on eBay.
Ooh. So you get paid in hampers for quite a few weeks when you join that supermarket.
I don't think they're allowed to do that.
No, I think that's illegal.
Yeah, but your mum would be loving it.
She would.
Another hamper. Everywhere. Oh, I love a hamper.
And it's not just one hamper, it's weeks of hampers.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
How many picnics could you have?
I know.
That'd be amazing. I think I'd do that just for that.
How much jam can you have in one house?
Not enough.
I'm saying no real.
I'm saying no real to
no
that one.
No real, no.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
And here's a good one. Is this real or not?
From the year 1799 until last month, it was illegal for women in Paris to wear trousers.
I know this, but I won't spoil it.
Really?
But
well, then that's suggesting it's
well,
a fact.
Yeah.
Well, or is it not because of something that happened? I don't know. You tell
I'm
me.
Confused. So it was illegal
for women to wear trousers.
Yeah.
Until last month.
Yeah, but it might have been illegal, but they just didn't enforce the law because it was ridiculous.
But why would that ever be a law?
There's one of those English laws that's like you can shoot Irish people with longbows on a Sunday.
Yeah.
It's like one of those.
But
one of my favourite
pastimes. Is that a law?
I don't think that's a law.
I don't think that's real.
What? So a policeman could stop you and go, excuse me, love, those trousers. No.
Mm-hmm.
Get them off immediately.
Straight to prison.
Walk around with scissors, just going, there you go, skirt now.
Real or no real?
I'd say no real, but Dan's getting me thinking that this is real because he's heard this before, so he suggests it's a fact.
I'm going to say no real because I can't believe that they left it till a month ago to change.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Crazy.
Thank God. That would have been well embarrassing if I got that wrong.
Okay, right, I've just found this. How do you know about this?
Oh, don't know, just internet useless knowledge filling up my brain.
Yes, this is from the 4th of February this year.
Whoa!
The French government has overturned a 200-year-old ban on women wearing trousers.
Things are moving forward there, I
said. Yeah, slowly.
What is going on? Is
just getting
real?
A bit progressive. Maybe they can vote in, like, 3002.
I heard that in Liverpool, in aquarium fish shops, that women can be topless legally.
That's
well.
A thing. That is
what?
A law. Yeah, topless women in aquarium.
Is it a mermaid thing?
They're just allowed to stand in the windows of pet shops.
Only in Liverpool?
Only ones that sell fish, like aquarium shops.
In France, women needed to have the permission of local police if they wanted to dress like a man and wear trousers.
Dress like a man is wearing trousers.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, well, we know how dated that is. Come on, Paris.
So well done to France, and especially to Paris.
For, well done, France.
Well done to them for officially allowing women to look like men.
Yeah.
And next.
Cockfosters, the London Underground station, was given that name in 1948, when the Transport Minister made a bet that he wouldn't be able to get away with it.
I love that.
Let's face it, we all have a little snigger every time we hear it.
No, it's like the new Londoner test, because when we moved down to London, everyone's like, cockfosters, and our Londoner friends are like, shut up.
Always raises a smirk every time you go by.
It does.
But is it real or no real?
I can't imagine they'd have made that the end of the line as a joke.
No, they wouldn't have done that deliberately. There's a lot of places, like pubs called like the Famous Cock and something like that. You know, it does mean other things.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny though, still
it is off.
It's lol, cockfosters. Okay, real or no real for the station name, just to see if you can get away with it.
No real.
That one is no real.
Well done, everyone.
Doing well today.
I am on a roll.
And at the end of that,
quite incredible scoring. Everyone here scored 30 points.
That's very, very good.
That's all very fair.
How diplomatic and rubbish.
Yes. Thank you, Dan and Phil. Back on Sunday with the request show from 7 o'clock. Watch their video on the Radio 1 YouTube right now.
Uh-huh.
Because it involves...
old people.
Listeners, grandparents, Ask the Elderly, Episode 1. Check it out.
Would you like to see two people spitting water all over each other when they hear some rude clips tomorrow? Oh, excellent, because it's on at 1:45. Innuendo Bingo. Playing along will be Radio 1's Phil and Alice.
BBC Radio 1.